Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture. With co-host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder back once again with another episode of the Smoking with Joe Thunder podcast coming to you straight from the Mile High City. Got my co-host Elvis in the building. What's going on, G?
Yo, what it do, player? What's
going on? Smoking that llama.
Smoke about to roll up right now.
All right, Eighth Woods. You should patent that shit. You need to patent that shit.
I might have to. Too bad Colorado don't let us do tobacco and marijuana.
Right.
Or else I'd be selling these in the dispensary for sure.
Can I get a one, huh?
Yo, write to your politicians. Tell them we need tobacco wrapping our weed in the dispensaries.
We need more nicotine. No, we don't. We got DJ Sin in the house. What's up, Sin?
Yo, what is up? How y'all doing?
Chillin'. It's hot as a motherfucker in here.
Is it
or
hot?
Maybe it's just this person right next to me.
That could be it.
I think it's coming this way. You know what I mean? And that way. You feel it too. But Sin, when I talk about like just dope ass singers in the city, who comes to mind?
I mean, there's a lot that come to mind, but I just can't help it. There's one right here.
Right next to us. Shining like a motherfucker.
Shining.
We got Rachel Bailey in the motherfucking house.
Queen.
Big gang, what up?
Yo. Chilling. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Highly favored.
Hell yeah, we appreciate you joining us today, you know what I mean? Indeed.
Yes, sir, thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, so being that this is your first time, just like for the people that know, just kind of introduce yourself, let them know who you are, you know what I mean, where you're from, kind of how you made your way to Denver, just a little intro about you, you know?
All right, yeah, I'm Rachel Bailey. Shit, I make dope music.
Yes,
I sing,
she does.
I'm a creative, I rap, I write, I dance, I perform, shit, I do it all.
The total package, right?
Yeah, I try to, you know, I'm...
No, yeah, you don't try.
It really is the total package, though.
I would say total package, but I am improving every single day.
It's a show. It's
like
a performance.
She can dance. She can sing. She looks good.
Yes, sir. I'm really big on that. I had a lot of people that...
Smart.
You're so sweet. I've looked up to a lot of dope, like, greats in my lifetime, so they inspire me a lot.
Talk about some of your people who inspired you throughout your career.
You know, Aaliyah. Definitely.
That's your big one, right?
Yep, that's my girl right there, Aaliyah.
We kind of talked about how you just like dug her dancers and you kind of wanted to emulate and, you know.
Yep, I love her style too because she wasn't like this girly girl. She could get girly girl. You know, she could put on a dress and look fire. But
she wore the big jeans and
looked
fresh.
Yeah, you know.
Stunning.
She wore the jersey. She
I wanna
wore the
say
sneakers.
Like a female Tupac, but not a female Tupac. But you know what I get with the swag. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
she was a whole lot of swag. Just, you know what I mean? She was everything. She was fire.
She set a bar for sure.
For sure, yeah. I'm also very inspired by artists like A. Marie, Maya.
Yes.
I love Mary J. Blige, everything she stands for, like just the person that she is. I watched
all the queens from the 90s.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah. I actually watched a documentary on Mary J. Blige not too long ago. I think it was on like Amazon Prime. And if y'all haven't seen it, y'all should definitely go and watch that.
It's so dope, man.
You're just going to love her even more, like, after watching that documentary. Like, and I learned a lot from it, too. And it kind of, like, it kind of really just, like, gave me, like, it just kind of reassured me that, like, yo, you see yourself in her. Like, you're doing something right. You know what I mean? So, it's dope. You got to check it out. It's fire.
That's dope. Hell yeah, that's real dope. Hey, talk about real quick how it all started for you. You said you started in high school with a reggae band. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I used to sing backup for a reggae band called Kusha Faya out in North Carolina. It was really dope.
Sick.
We got to travel around.
That's super tight.
Yep,
for real. You don't expect that, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't expect But we were singing. And every show, they would give me like a solo spot. So, you know, most bands, they'll introduce all the bandmates to everybody, you know what I'm saying? They'll be like, on guitar, we got da-da-da. Everybody will do their solo. So they had a little solo for the backup singers too. And we would just kind of just do our thing on there and
get it.
Yeah. And then they started giving me my own little section.
That shit progressed, right?
You know what I'm saying? Well,
they gave me my own little shining star.
Yeah. And, you know, and I got to do a song. One song turned into a couple songs. And then all of a sudden I was like, okay, I'm solo, I guess. Like, this is dope.
Did you all do originals or covers too? Or both?
Both. Yeah, it was a combination of both. Just because it's reggae and people want to hear familiar reggae songs. But it again, it is also reggae. So like, even if it's your own original work, people are gonna love it because it's reggae. It's a vibe. Right, everybody a vibe. Loves reggae, especially right. live reggae music.
I'm yeah, just curious on what that. Reggae covers you did.
I did was it Three Little Birds?
Ooh.
Yeah, damn. I did that.
I would love to hear you sing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you should
yeah,
do
yeah.
that on Instagram one day.
Okay, yeah, I could do that. Yeah,
special request.
You know yep, I used to also, my homegirl that was also on, she was one of the other backup singers. She would sing Need You Bad by Jasmine Sullivan. Mm. So I would back Need her up on that so song. Dope. And yeah, she was really talented, man. Like 15, 16 years old or something like that. So young damn. And just... a voice of an angel, like she reminded me a lot of Lauryn Hill. She was amazing.
Was that soul,
shout out to Jessica DeJour. Yeah,
I miss she's still you, doing baby. Stuff.
I think she's just kind of found her path as a mother and a wife,
oh, that's dope.
And and in ministry work in the churches. So,
oh, that's dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, so after
I hear from her every once in a while.
After doing the reggae theme, then you went solo, you said, and you kind of moved to Denver, right? You kind of needed a change?
Yeah, well, yeah, I was doing my thing out in North Carolina for a little while. I really have to give North Carolina a lot of credit for the start of my music career, just because that's where I found, like, I found out how much I love to perform, how much I love music, how much I love to write music and things like that in North Carolina. My dad gifted me with a whole studio setup. And
yeah, that's what you're saying. He like got you the studio.
Yeah,
he was your manager at first, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, my dad actually used to tour Europe. He was a singer well. Yeah. I seen him do a lot of stuff. Like I would go to the studios with him, watch him record.
So this has been since you've grown up. You've always been in the music game.
Always. Always in the studios. Backstage, I can remember being in limos and shit like that, like
hell
pulling up with my dad,
tight.
Feeling like a little star. He put my little shades on. I wish I had pictures, like, so
see,
I could
they
just
knew
post
from
them.
The get you were a star, you know what I mean?
Huh?
They knew from the get you were a star, you know what I mean? They're
I
priming you for it, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, maybe. It was a whole lot of influence there, that's for sure. A lot of inspiration there. So, and then, so basically, from North Carolina, you know, being able to learn how to record myself, mm-hmm. Meeting Dalvin from Jodeci, who taught me a lot
that
about
was, like
recording.
You said, your mentor, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he taught me about how to stack my vocals and how to harmonize and how to really push, like, when I'm singing. Like,
push
I got a
yourself,
soft, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, and I also got a soft voice, so, like, he was like, sing that shit, yo. It was like some hustle and flow shit.
Right.
Sing that shit, push
yeah,
that,
push
that,
that
shit.
Push
you know what I'm saying? So, real talk. Matter of fact, there's a video on YouTube floating around. You could just research. I think it's under, like, Miss Rachel or something like that. And and Dalvin from Jodeci or something like that. That's you can see. You can find it on YouTube. It's somewhere floating out there. And you're nice. Going to hear him be like, push that
push
shit.
That
like,
shit.
Sing it. Like, sing it like this.
Nice. I'll have to check that out, too.
So, like you said, he taught you the basics, how to record.
Yep.
And we were talking about earlier, like, nowadays, fools ain't really like that. You know what I mean? But he kind of, I guess, seen something in you and was kind of like, you know, knew your drive and your history.
Yeah.
What kind of happened after that when you moved to college? Did you get, like, even more serious? I'm sure you did about recording and
yeah.
doing music.
Yeah, for sure. When I moved to Colorado, I didn't have a fan base out here. Mm-hmm. In North Carolina, people knew that I, you know, was on my music shit.
Right.
You know, I was in school with it. Like,
yeah.
everyone knew. Like, I was in chorus. I was always singing in the hallways.
Right.
Like, whenever, wherever I was. What
would you
was,
be singing,
singing
in the hallways? Is this your own shit or?
Just, like, headphones in, just singing. Just didn't care who was listening. I'd just be
That's
singing.
Dope.
You know, I was kind of like, I was one of those in high school where I was, like, a loner, but nobody would leave me alone.
Yep.
Like, I could be just fine sitting all by myself at the lunch table. But, you know, I guess I just...
That energy attracts, though.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that's what it was,
sure.
honestly.
That
like,
is,
that's why people would just come to me. I'd be like, okay.
To you. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Okay,
I guess
gang,
we're chilling.
Whatever. Yeah,
right.
I guess so.
We're chilling.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, yeah. I had a big love for that, you know, even after school and everything like that. But, like, coming here to Colorado... I didn't have a fan base, so I took it as a challenge. On the East Coast, it is very, very, It can be very distracting to someone that doesn't really know who they are as a musician quite yet. Some people find it a little bit early. Mm-hmm. I did not. I knew I had a gift, but I didn't. I had so many people that were coming at me. Hey, you should sing this kind of music. Right. You should sing this type of music. And I would try it, and I'd be like, I hate this shit. I don't feel like myself. I don't. Mm-hmm. This doesn't feel good. Yeah.
Right.
So when I came out to Colorado, this is where I was able to find myself as an artist. Like, who am I? When someone listens to you and they hear you on a song featured, are they going to know it's you, or are they going to be like, oh, this sounds like so-and-so.
Sounds like so-and-so.
I don't want to be that one. Right. I want somebody to be like, yo, this is for sure Rachel. And if anyone sounds like this, you sound like her, Rachel. You sound like Rachel. You know what I mean? So that's what I wanted. And that's what I feel like that's what I've really worked hard towards getting. It took a lot of different styles for me. I think that's why you're able to kind of hear who I am, but like, you kind of hear like that I was growing, that I was still trying to find my sound. And with the new music that I have coming out,
it's that's what you're talking about, is growing and the struggle, everything, all your pains, your heartbreaks.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's when, like, that's when I just didn't give a fuck. I was like, you know what? I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say on this music.
Right.
And you're going to listen to it. And I said what I said. Right. And that's
it. Be that way.
You know what I mean? Very, 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 very vulnerable. And I think, like, one of those things is about pain is, like, pain is it's a gift and a curse at the same time, especially as an artist, because, you know, when I'm all happy and shit, all I can talk about is one thing. When you go through some shit, when you got a lot of pain going on, that's when you get to talk about the pain. You get to talk about what led to the pain. You get to talk about how you came out of the pain. You get to talk about where you are now, how you how you shine. And there's so many different things that come with pain. You know what I mean? There's great things that come with love too, but let's be real. Everybody loves Mary J. Blige when she was sad as fuck, man. Like, everybody loves
when you're comfortable.
Everyone is sad.
You know what I mean? When you're comfortable, you're doing your
thing. Adele, like, what's his name?
Sam Smith.
Sam Smith. Yep. Yeah. You know, when you go through some shit, it's like that's the best shit, and
so many
it's honestly
can relate
when
with it, and it helps you, and you go through it. It's like
and
therapy.
It helps you. It's therapy.
Therapy
Boom,
for
girl.
Them.
You nailed it,
and
you nailed
afterwards,
it.
You know,
that's however exactly how it. I felt. Like
that's why music is so beautiful. It's
How it was very therapeutic for me.
How is it dealing with like the industry people with that though? Because I mean, you're beautiful, so they probably want you to do some totally different, some pop. Not, you know, not spill your heart out right now. How's it, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know if you know what BAE stands for, but BAE stands for be an example. And that basically means you do what the fuck you want to do.
Exactly.
You do, like, if everybody had the answers, everyone would be doing perfect things, right?
Right.
Nobody got the fucking answers. Nobody you got the answers. You got to live life. You got to see. You got to go
you?
With. You know what I'm saying? You got to find
it
yourself. Yeah, yeah. Everybody's on a different path. We all have a different journey on that path. And we all have a different destination as well. But like I always say this. I always say I trust my path. I trust the journey that I'm on this path.
Hell
and
yeah.
I trust that I'm going to get to my destination because I trust all of everything else. So
that's
how
that
I feel. You
shows,
know what I mean?
It shows that you know where you're going.
You know?
Like,
those are
and I, that's maybe that's the beauty of it is that I don't really know where I'm going. Like the phrase, you know, not all who wonder are lost.
Lost.
It's facts. That's what that means. It's like, I'm not lost. I got something in me that's telling me this is what I should do. But I just don't know exactly.
Roaming the earth.
I've never been this route. So, you know, I'm just on the mission right now. So when it comes to stuff like that, as far as making a certain type of music, oh, trust me, I've heard plenty of people tell me, see, you got to make more pop music or you got to try this and da 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 da. Well, you know what? Rachel Bailey's going to do what makes her feel good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why my fans are so tough with me. That's why they love me so much.
Because it resonates on
exactly
some real shit.
Because I am who I am and I'm not trying to be nobody else. I'm not trying to sound like nobody else. I care about my spirit, and that's what I want people to see and hear when they listen to my music. Period.
And probably hope that you influence other people to do the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, that's literally
powerful.
That's why I called BAE Gang the BAE Gang.
Mm-hmm.
We are all being an example. Like,
we're
all just so different.
BAE Gang.
Yeah, we all doing some different shit. Like, we're all, like, just ourselves. Like, I used to, a long time ago, my younger days, real little, I used to think that my crowd had to look a certain way. And I let that go because I was like, that's crazy to even think
you're
about.
You're limiting yourself.
That, not only that, but there's just so many amazing people that you're going to inspire. Right. And you got to, I'm a pass. I'm a lightweight.
Yeah. She's passing on the eighth wood. We're just letting
on. Yeah, I'm passing. Wait, I got to
give me a hard time. One.
You get a baby hit. There you go. There you go. Just say you did. No.
Yeah. Mm, tastes good.
It's not terrible. No,
these taste good for sure. Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like smoking backwards.
But I'm a lightweight too, so they always give me a hard time.
She's
too.
A heavyweight.
Sin wears the glasses.
What's crazy
on
is
purpose.
That like smoking and edibles are so different for me. I feel like edibles definitely smack me way harder.
Right. Yeah, the one too.
But it's a different high. It's also a different high.
And for like, different times too.
Yes, yeah, like a body high. That's what I like. I like to feel like I'm just like completely melted.
I can't have nothing to do. I cannot.
See, I'm cool with having stuff
busy.
To do.
Nope.
Like,
yeah,
I'm
I
good. Oh, yeah. I actually work better because I think I'm just so, like, my brain be going on overtime
right,
all the time.
Right.
That when
it slows
I can
you down
actually.
A little bit.
Yeah, slows it down, and I just kind of, I can kind of, like, think
better.
About
click a little
one
better.
Thing at a time. You feel me?
I've tried to do shit on edibles, like, go party, go do things, even just be around anybody.
And you're like, nah.
And then I'm like, I swear, mouth open,
sure.
The whole, all just all bad, just all bad.
That's funny.
I learned my lesson.
Now, the reason I was asking about that is because we talked about the dress. Like, you don't wear heels on stage, you wear what you want to. When
yeah.
I see you for the first time, you're wearing a Nuggets jersey, some Jordans, some mm-hmm. ones, and just mm-hmm. you doing you. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Pretty much. I mean, don't get me wrong, I definitely will pop out in a bodysuit.
She'll pop out in a bodysuit.
I will pop
quick.
Out in a bodysuit. You just
we clean up nice. You just,
you know what I'm saying?
It's just, it depends
I like
on
all
how
of
you're
that.
Feeling, but it's
yeah.
all it depends on you.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I have no issues in popping out with a bodysuit, but your girl can do both, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Your girl can do both. I'm just not really big on heels and stuff like that when I'm performing. It's just not my thing.
That's a great stage presence, the bodysuit, everything. You just have such
thank
a good
you.
Stage presence.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank
I've
you.
Never been able to pull off the bodysuit.
Yeah, me neither.
Joe and
I
neither of us
once.
Have been able
like,
to pull off the bodysuit.
I got booed.
Definitely, you know, stunting on us.
They threw a couple A's, a couple tomatoes. I was kind of ducking and dodging like I was,
yeah, I tried it. Thought we were doing great. And then everybody said, change. No, I'm just kidding.
I think we might even got banned.
Basically, I like to be comfortable. That's my whole thing. When I'm on stage, I like being comfortable.
Right. Hell yeah.
I like my feet hurting.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
no. You're going to see it all in
and
my face.
Like you're trying to go hard, too. Like, you want to put on for your
yeah,
fans.
I'm like,
you
see me.
Be
I'm jumping around.
Hey,
like,
ones are the perfect yeah. one for that, too. You know what I mean?
You feel me? Yeah, I got a nice grip at the bottom.
Right.
For real, sometimes I spray the bottom of my shoes with hairspray just to make sure
right.
I don't do no slip.
That's the old
yeah,
basketball trick.
You feel me?
Do that for your hoop.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yes, sir. But yeah, I just like to be comfortable. That's really it.
Hell yeah.
That's my thing.
Hey, well, check it out. You and Sin have some history here. You guys are part
we
of a
do.
Movement.
We do. Hell yeah.
That kind of, you know, once you told I had heard about that, but I didn't know the whole story. But like hearing that from you just like made me be like, damn, like these women, like I said, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to do our own shit if y'all ain't going to show us no respect. Mm-hmm. And did it and sold it out and made it grow. Y'all
yeah.
y'all talk about that because both
sold
of y'all
out
were.
Summit Music Hall.
Yeah.
With WCW, shout
Black
out to Danae.
Yeah, shout out Danae Simone. Black Box, we sold out. What was Lincoln Street Station? That's when it was. It's called something else now, like Bear Bar or something like
oh,
that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah, we sold that one out. That was pretty cool.
WCW Live.
Talk about how all that started, though. You know what I mean? How you guys, honestly, like, you guys kind of got together. Who was the one that kind of made the first read and said, hey?
Danae and J Trip got me. Mm. And then we all just. Like,
I remember Danae talking about it for so long.
J Trip told Danae about me, and then
Danae
hit me up.
And then they recruited
like,
you as a DJ.
Hit
or
up
what?
Every artist
uh-huh.
that was on there.
Yeah.
So she just has a very good eye for good art. I mean, it's easy to when you, I mean, if you have a good, I have a good eye too. I mean, like Danae
I have
has a good
ear.
Eye.
Well,
I have
you
a good ear and
a good
eye.
Ear. Ear eye.
I have a
gear,
good ear and a good eye.
But everybody involved stands out though.
You're
you know what
eye,
I mean?
It's everything. It's
whether
like
or not you got the eye, they're
the
standing out in that crowd. Like your crowd stands out. You guys are definitely stand tall above.
Yeah, and that's why we sold out.
I think
out.
A lot of that.
Like think
like
about it, Zaynab, Annabelle, Kayla
I'm
Ray.
Saying.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
No, how many shows like did y'all do and
insane.
Sell out?
Yeah,
I was on. I was a part of like four of them.
Just killed it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then like business just started getting crazy for us all. Like we're all still growing in the process. Like while we're doing all these shows, we're also growing individually as artists. So
and everybody's still flourishing. So
you know
it's
I mean?
So cool.
Yeah.
To see. Yeah.
So like we're all also booking shows
right.
and booking
busy
trips
as hell.
And all this stuff. So, you know, we know we know what's up with the whole thing. We know that it was a vibe and it was awesome and it was such a beautiful experience.
And that's honestly like a, that's
and
like
it helped us.
So. That's like a moment in Colorado hip hop history. Like you know what I mean? Like that's some real shit.
Yeah, that's it's not like for real history. Shit.
Like y'all got together,
paving ways,
and nobody will ever forget that.
And I will manifest another manifest too. Yeah. I have been saying that.
Oh yeah, that show was lit.
Me and Danae talk about it, so I hope it happens. I mean,
it was crazy. That was a lit show.
Is there ever a chance y'all bring that back? Now that the COVID's done, is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm saying I just want it to happen again. I think it'll happen again.
That'd be
the
dope.
Money's right and all that. We'll see. Well, I'm gonna make it happen.
Yeah, that'd be really dope. That'd be cool.
I think
man.
It'd be amazing.
Shit, that'd be crazy. That'd be crazy. And them tickets is gonna be high as fuck. Y'all best believe we charging this
time.
Big charging.
Y'all ain't messing around.
Yeah, we big steppers now. No, we've been grown.
So. Oh yeah, we're grown. Everybody's a star. Everybody's killing it. Every single one of them. So.
Right. You talked about earlier about a documentary you did. I didn't even know about the documentary about mental health. Can you talk about that? Was this when you got hurt with your ACL or was this?
No.
Different time.
Okay. No, this is, but yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah. But no, this is.
Something totally different. Oh, I got
something
you.
Very different. This was just basically like a quick little documentary on who I am as a person, what I do. And I just kind of spoke about, you know, some of the childhood drama that I had been through and how it affected me a lot as a kid and as an adult now and just how much music has really helped me. Mm-hmm. And writing was such
it was
a
your
big
therapy.
Big therapy for me. Like even when I'm pissed off nowadays, if I'm pissed off, just so I don't go off and say nothing that I don't want to regret.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I go write that shit down on paper. I let it all out. I ball it up. I throw it in my fireplace.
That's
I burn
all you
it later.
Let it out to is just the paper.
I mean, and music, of course. Yeah. You know, like but like
I need to work
anger,
on that.
Anger. No, I'll take it out on the gym too. Don't get me wrong. I will go fucking crazy on some weights. Like. Maybe I was really angry this quarantine because all of a sudden I was like, yo, your girl's getting buff or something. Like, damn, I was going through a lot in quarantine.
Out,
yeah, I was going through a lot. But writing is one of my biggest outlets to releasing any kind of like anger. Pain is a different thing for me, you know what I mean? But it was very therapeutic to start off writing poetry and then going into music. So.
Was it rough growing up in North Carolina? Because honestly, like I try to think about that.
It depends on where you at in North Carolina.
I know every place has their hoods and their struggle and everything.
Yeah, it definitely depends. So I'm a military brat, technically. Right. I graduated high school in North Carolina, you know, was in middle school in North Carolina. So I just feel like the majority of my childhood was spent there. Right. But I've lived in places like Texas.
Everywhere.
Yeah, a lot of places, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Was that rough on you? Just not
moving around?
Friends?
Actually, no. Like, I think that was a very good thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Made you more focused?
Not only that, but it made me not afraid to go.
I learned to adapt.
Leave.
Exactly.
You know
what
and learn to like, adapt
to
everything
adapt.
That you
yes.
come into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm a cool person, so I know I'm gonna meet friends.
Be just fine wherever I go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'll be fine. So like, yeah, I really think that's what that showed me growing up is like.
It helps you. Build.
I can just leave. I can live somewhere by myself,
I can
and I'm
start
fine.
Over anywhere.
Anywhere.
By myself.
Mm-hmm. Over country. I'm not. Right. I'm not even afraid of that. Yeah, I will literally live overseas because when you are a military brat, you like learn how close a flight is like. Right. Like, we have airplanes.
You're not far at all.
We can get across the country in 3 hours.
You get anywhere in a day.
In a day.
Yeah,
and less
anywhere in the world.
In less than 10 hours, you're like.
If you have a direct flight, but there's a lot of layovers, and then you're asking doing 37 hours on a trip to Beijing or something.
Oh, well, that's different out of state. But, like, in the country.
Oh, in the country is 3. 10 hours top.
That's
with layovers and shit.
With layovers, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But even if you wanted to, if you were really pressed about it, go get you a direct flight. Yeah. And you'll be there in 3 hours, 2 hours, wherever you're going.
6 hours is the most, I think, direct flight. Or, well, maybe like 7.
Don't be sweating us later like you can't go from Hawaii to Puerto Rico in 10 hours or some stupid shit.
You can't go from Alaska to Puerto Rico in 10 hours.
Nah, I'm pretty sure that's like a 6-hour flight.
Yeah, yeah. Hawaii, though. Hawaii to Puerto Rico.
There you go, yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's the one. Right
well, how far
how long
is
that?
That
one?
Pretty far.
That's.
I guess it's they're like
they're like on
they're
the kind of
opposites.
Yeah,
they're far out.
Well, you just think like New York to Miami. That's far already. So just kind of amp it up a little.
I was thinking
more.
Like Florida to Alaska or something. Or like
Florida to Alaska, but Hawaii is all the way. Have you seen
Alaska to fucking Hawaii? That'd probably be the longest, no?
No, they're like, they're
what
like
about
the
Alaska to Puerto Rico?
Alaska to Puerto Rico. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. No,
but Puerto Rico's
Hawaii
not really like
Hawaii.
Puerto Rico's
is
not really America, like part of America.
No, it is.
It's like it's not a state though. It's like a
Hawaii's
territory
way out.
Thing
it's like between
it?
Japan and America. It's like far,
yeah,
far,
true.
Far. You know, it's
I want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to Hawaii.
Bro,
that's
me too.
I'm ready.
To
sounds dope.
Yep, I have a cousin out there too.
I heard the weed is pretty good
too.
Yeah, they have some fire. Maui Waui.
Yeah, true. Maui Waui. Ooh, I can smell it now. All sweet.
Yep. I'm like, yep. Hawaii, let's
yeah,
all go.
Like
let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
go.
Trip. Spam capital.
Some good stuff. <Just
kidding. laughs> And one of the things I want to talk about that we did talk about earlier is finding your team. Because mm-hmm. you said it was like, it came to you and like, it all happened. Like, we kind of talked about shit
yeah.
happens. And it's like, you got to recognize when it does.
Yeah.
Pushing the
well, if you live in your truth, man, it all falls into place.
Exactly.
Yeah. It
pretty
works
much what
the way
we talked
it's supposed
about.
To work. That's if you true. Live in your truth.
Yep.
If you're out there doing some false shit, then your shit don't come
your
to fruition.
Your faulty ass shit.
That shit won't
yep.
come to fruition.
Or forcing it to happen, right. I think, yeah. is one of those yeah. other things. Is that
it has to be real and organic.
Right, that's exactly. It. And I think a lot of times is with me, what I've learned is that I had an idea and I knew what I was looking for in a team. I knew what I was looking for. It's just that I feel like when you ask the universe for certain things or God, whoever you want to call it, the Most High, when you ask for certain things, you're going to get exactly that. Right. And especially when you know exactly what you want.
Right.
And I think I tried to come and be in control of what I thought I wanted
right.
when really it just needed to happen.
Yeah.
And it still did. That's the crazy thing is that I think had I not had some of the people that I no longer have on my team anymore, had I not had them, I wouldn't know how to like really, really appreciate the people that I have on my team currently. And that's no shade or anything like that. It's just no. really just saying like,
that's the whole part of it.
Yeah. You
that's
know, it just,
it
gets,
it
just gotta
real.
Be fine.
Yeah.
And then, and it happens for them too. Cause they probably are going to go out and find something that's really true to their purpose as well.
Right.
Exactly what they asked for.
That's what
for.
Everybody needed.
Yeah. It's like, when you think about it, everything happens because it's supposed to happen that
right.
way. And so I'm just like, I'm really blessed, man. I'm like, it's just crazy. Like, the people that I have on my team right now, they are some really heavy go-getters. They are, man, they are hard workers, and they're very supportive, like, extremely supportive. And it shocks me sometimes because I'm just like, yo, I'm just thankful y'all want to fuck with me because I remember when I didn't have this, you
right.
know what I mean? Like, I didn't have nothing. I didn't have no one. And for them to just come to me and be like, yo, we want to help. And we want to be a part. Not only do we want to help, but we want to be a part of this. Like, being a part of something, being a unit, it means way different to me.
Yeah, you're invested.
This is why, again, that word gang, bae and gang, right. it's just, it means something to me for real.
Bae-gang.
Like, when you are bae gang, you are
part of the team.
You are part of the
right.
team. Like,
right.
we are out here to
we're doing
thrive.
It together, yeah.
Together. There is
it's
no I.
Right.
There is no you. It's a
it
we.
It has to be together or else it don't happen.
Absolutely. And I might be the front and center of the whole thing, but at the end of the day, I always, always recognize that I could not be where I am today without my fucking team.
Yeah, there's
pushing
a point guard.
Me,
there's a point guard on every
exactly.
team.
Exactly.
You know
every
what I mean?
Basketball
there's
team.
A, there's a leader of every team.
I'm telling you,
quarterbacks,
man.
Quarterbacks, all that shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Of every team, for sure. And it's just like, just when I think about that, about, you know, my team and how much they help me and how much they believe in me and believe that we can all thrive off of this, it's, man, it just makes me feel good because I'm like, damn,
yeah.
like, I put in a lot of work for this shit, and it's just nice to have people
yeah,
recognize
yeah.
that shit in me. It means a lot to
that's
me.
Dope. For sure. And that's what we talked about earlier, like, even with us, man, like, me, you, and Sin, everything fell into place, like,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you
just
know.
How it needed to happen,
yeah.
too, you know?
Exactly. Yeah,
it was, like, at the right time, Sin
you
dropped
gotta
in.
Gotta find
like
it.
Added
yeah.
that perfect
yeah.
component
yeah.
to the
yeah.
show.
So
no, for
sure.
That shit
was awesome. See, I start. If you do that shit, I bring it pay for that motherfucker.
He made the intro. They put in all the ad libs, and we were like, all of us were like,
I'm always doing. I'm used to doing music, so I got dubs and everything.
Yeah,
I got three
I
or four
it.
If y'all want shit.
It's
really,
so
cool. really get with it. I just gave a little bit.
Let me EQ it up a little bit.
Get that shit, you know. But so hell yeah.
It's a more it's a refined version too. You should have heard the last. You have the old one. You should
no,
show
it. No, so it was just basic. Though. He did it with it. Like while we're sitting next to him.
We didn't
like
even know
so
he was
yeah.
doing it.
He so does dope. This shit, y'all. Yeah,
the first one was basic because it was the studio and I can't just like jump in and you know what I mean? Hey, let me see your shit real quick. Do this. And this one, I just, you know, I like something in music. I'm putting dubs and everything.
He puts auto tune on there.
All that shit.
That's one of the. That's one of the.
Sitting next to him. I'm like hearing him, like, what is he doing?
What
over
is he doing over there?
Hey, hold on, check this out real quick. Boom, yeah, and they're like, oh, you should have heard the ghetto explosion though that I was in. That was pretty bad.
He was like, bah, bah, bah.
You know, because I didn't grab the rhythm, but you know, I made it work real quick.
We recorded a show even with that, and we laughed about it
every time
at the beginning of it.
Hey, we make a habit, shit. You know what I mean?
Oh man, that's probably everybody's favorite part too. Like.
Yeah. That sound the release file. We'll have to, like, we'll have to sneak it in there a couple times. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Be like the ghetto yes. one.
But that's the thing about ghetto. Team. It's like becomes family. So mm-hmm. that's dope that you have a whole family. I mean, think about like when we first met. Like you didn't. I mean, you had people like a team, but now you have like this whole yeah. team family. It's like
for sure.
Sick.
No, I didn't have a team then, girl. Like, that's the crazy part. I did not have a team then.
Yeah, yeah.
It was scary, man. I was having to do a lot on my own, man. It's crazy, man. But, like, yeah.
Your team was your band. Yeah.
Yeah, my team was pretty much that, you know. But they still had to do their thing, too. You know what I mean? So, but we'll always be a team. That's for sure. Always be a team. Always.
Another thing about teams that we talked about earlier, just the little nice things, the not beating up the sound man, being nice
yes,
to the sound
please
man.
Be nice to your sound man. Yo, they don't get enough credit. Right. They do not get enough credit for what they do. Like, I was telling you, like, about when
it was hot for the
It was
concert.
Hot as hell, and Amezy invited me to perform on his set to open for Wale. And I remember us being at soundcheck, and I was like, yo... I was like, it's hot as shit out here.
Motherfucker. It's hot as a motherfucker.
Yo, it was hot out there. As shit. And then, like I was asking her, you know, I was just like, hey, you know, I can't really hear myself in my mic. You know, is it okay if you just turn it up a little bit? She, like, barked at me. She was like, oh, give me a second. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh. But then I looked, and I didn't take it personally because I looked at her. I was like, that poor baby, she's so hot. She's stressed out. She's probably been barked at all day by people, getting on her fucking nerves. Yeah. It's hot as shit. Nobody has brought this woman water. Right. I went in the back and I grabbed her a couple waters. And I was like, hey, I brought you some water. I know it's hot as shit out here. And I'm sorry, girl. Like, you're doing a great job and I appreciate you. I left. The next week I came to open for 112.
That is the sweetest
and
shit.
I brought them a whole little gift basket. I bought them towels. Cool. This little basket where you could put ice in there so they could put their towels on ice. Oh, I brought them little hand fans, rechargeable hand fans, and they were using them. Yep. And then I brought them a little mini bar, so it had a bunch of like different alcohols in
little
there.
I didn't know
what anybody drank. So I got the tequila, I got the whiskey, I got the cognac.
Damn.
You know, I put it all in there. It don't cost much.
That's
they'd be
tight.
Like
no, that's so
up dope. To what $2, $3 right. you're gonna spend on a shooter. And then the little fans was like $3. I went to the dollar store
makes
to get
difference.
Towels and a little basket, the little bucket.
You
so
did all of that like
that's
before
so
your show.
Yeah, yeah, I did it right before my show like, because I was like, so they're gonna be hot as so fucking tight. Irritated and like, I know it would make me feel so much better. It would make me feel so good if someone thought about me and brought me that. When I know I'm just like just the thought
they're
of it.
They're trying to work on.
You know what I'm saying? You're
because their whole job is to make sure everything works right.
Yeah, they are
the
reason
out.
Why you sound so fucking good on stage.
So did you sound so good on stage?
I sounded so good on stage. I did. I felt really good on stage. They did an amazing job, and they were so nice to me afterwards. It's amazing what you can do.
This is at Levitt.
Yeah, shout out to Levitt Pavilion Sound people. Y'all are amazing. I really appreciate y'all. Like y'all had me sounding good, and y'all were so kind to me. And it was very nice. It
were they so thankful when you get were they like?
Oh yeah, and it made me feel good too because I was like, I know it's hot. I would feel the same way. Like I'm an empath, so like when I saw how much their face lit up, I was just like.
Almost cried.
I got y'all, man. I got y'all. I got you.
I'll tear it up and shit.
Right.
But that's what we talked about.
Yeah, take care of your sound, man.
you make that imprint with them, next time you do perform, your fucking sound's gonna be a super.
Shit,
on point.
I hope so. I'm still going. I'm a pop up on everybody with the mini bar.
All the sound.
I don't even care if anybody copies me. Please do it. Right. Copy me. Please take care of your sound people. Yeah, like do
give
exactly
them some
that.
Liquor, a blunt or two.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
You know,
give them a little some.
We'll pull up, yeah.
You feel me? Like
come through,
shit.
Be good and get your sound
exactly.
Right.
So leather, water, like handy. Little things like water, little things, just tiny things right. like that. You know. But I feel like alcohol and weed is like definitely the top two.
There you go.
Yeah. Best
help them get loose out there.
You feel me?
For real.
That's how I feel. I'm like, yo, you stressed out. Take a shot.
The stress a little bit.
You a little shot. You a little stressed out right now. Hey, smoke this. Hit this real quick. Hit this unicorn tears. It's fire.
Yo, Mr. Sellman, hit that blunt.
Hey, you know what's funny is you sound like Mama Sin right there the other night because we went to Denny's and this fool was fucking tripping. And she all was calm. It was like, hey, are you all right? Tell it, Sin, because you saved the night.
Nah, we were there at 3. Nah, we're there at 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning. There was already
like 2. Come on, it was like 2.
It was
I got
3,
home at like 3:15, bro, and I left way before you guys did.
So the guy, he was just like,
Stressed out.
Slash
maybe messed
like,
up.
I don't give a fuck.
He looked like, I was like, oh gosh, is he going to do something crazy?
Yeah, he's about to blow the place up.
Is he going
to
do something crazy? Like,
he's going to turn up the gas and light a match. Like, this was about to blow the joint. I swear.
That's why this fool was like, I'm leaving. He's like, I'll Venmo you the money for the hot chocolate. I'm out.
Thanks for the hot chocolate. I'm out this motherfucker.
I'm not dying tonight.
Nah,
it's because we ordered a hot chocolate. It seems like, I want ice cream instead. He's like, you're gonna have to pay for it,
and we're like,
well, that's extra. No, he goes, that's extra, and I'm like, I know, that's okay. And he's like,
you're gonna have to pay for it either way, or
no,
some
he,
shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay for it. Yeah, and he's like, but he had to tell me it was extra twice. It was just weird.
It was funny.
But whatever.
No, he told you
told
you were gonna pay for it.
Right.
Like I ain't broke.
That's beside the point. But that's beside the point. Yeah. I had told him that, or he was just like stressed, and he comes over, and I was like, are you okay? He's like, no, I'm gonna fucking quit today. Like he said, I'm gonna fucking quit today.
I don't give a fuck about nothing right now.
Mind you,
but he had like so many tables, and he's like, I can't stand it here anymore. And I'm like, well, all right, well, we're really hungry, and we were just hoping that you could just put 3 orders in. You're gonna be okay. I think you can handle it.
We did get the food
fast. Like, really just sweet to him. And, and like, he
giving some words of encouragement.
I was like, you're gonna be okay.
She was totally like that.
You know,
we were the only 4 people in there.
I was like,
there.
Don't worry, we got you. Like,
that
we're
not on meth.
I definitely know sometimes where I feel like
we're the
that.
Only 4 people in there that were not on meth. I am not joking to you. I swear to God, I am not joking.
That's why he hated his job. He left early.
Him too. He was all messed up. This was like
he
all
just
messed
made,
out.
Like he left early. He saw the reaction of everybody before, and he made everybody feel tense in there. Do you know what I'm saying? Because energy is real.
Yeah, hell
and like
yeah,
so, I just told him, I was like, just relax. I just said something like, you're gonna be good. Everything's gonna be okay. Are you okay to order? Make 3 orders, and he took it, and then made, and it came out like that. It was.
Sin was all mommed him up real
and he
quick.
He just settled down. He wasn't like banging.
Yeah,
hard.
He was cool.
Yeah.
He didn't charge us for like half the shit.
Sin,
he got our
Sin,
shit out quick
sign?
As fuck.
Sagittarius.
Oh, you a fire sign?
Yeah, I'm a fire sign.
Oh, shit. Well, that makes sense. You was a DJ, so like, it makes sense.
I'm a people
person. She brings that fire.
She's
that
a
hot
diamond
fire.
I
sense.
Want to see people happy.
I'm like, I feel like I'm like in between. I love people, but I also like right. Leave me the fuck alone.
Can't stand
like, please leave me alone.
Right.
Like I need a balance.
3 feet.
Yeah.
3
I'm
feet.
A Libra, so like you know, I need
same
my balance.
Right. Right.
Okay, gang. October 5th.
October 23rd.
Let's go.
That's funny. I'm a Leo Virgo, so I'm on the cusp.
Okay.
Me too. I'm Libra Scorpio.
I'm both. So
see, I was raised.
More Leo for sure, though.
I was raised by Leos.
Oh, shit.
By
you
a den full
thing.
Of lions.
You poor
my sister,
thing.
My mom, my dad.
Oh, shit. Are you
yeah.
serious?
And then my youngest sister shit. Is a fucking Pisces.
Oh, my God. Your house is wild.
She's crazy, man.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's definitely
she's
like,
crazy.
Man. Yeah, she's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Crazy, yeah, that's I love good. Her. She's crazy yeah. though.
I don't fuck with her. That's the one you don't fuck with. I was like, no, when you come in.
And me, I just always been that free spirit. So I'm kind of like the rebel in the family. Definitely the, not kind of, I'm definitely the rebel in the
she's
family.
Definitely.
My son's
definitely.
A Libra.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I'm the same.
Hey.
He's about to be 13.
Good
son.
Luck. They're little free winded spirits,
he's,
okay?
He's cool. He's actually chill as fuck. I like him. I'll keep him.
He said, I'll
after
keep my guess.
After almost 13 years, I'm like, all right, you can stay here.
Yeah, we pretty cool people, you know? Yeah, we pretty cool. Yeah.
No, for right, sure. Right,
we're
for
the best
sure.
friends you could ever have.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Nah, he's loyal to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
Down.
Yes, sir.
Love my son.
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, so what kind of new shit you got coming out? What can they expect here in the next couple months?
I got tons of videos coming.
That's what you said, videos.
Yeah. Lots of video shoots. Yeah, I'm actually shooting one next week.
Okay.
To a new single that I will be dropping shortly.
Tell us which one.
I don't think anybody's heard it.
Oh.
But
oh,
I did new. Perform it. Oh. If you were at Beta when I opened for Bobby V, I did perform a song. It was the first song that I opened up or I performed. It's called On My Mind, though. Just so you know, on my mind.
On my mind.
On my mind.
Yeah.
On my mind.
Oh, shit.
Got the cash on my mind. Yeah. 20, 50, hundreds. And I'm steady on my grind.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't wait to hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I need to hear that. I've heard that, I think.
Yeah, you mean, yeah. I don't know if I said it to you, but.
Seems like I heard it.
Yeah, it's fire. It's fun. It's a turn up song, you know? It's like, it's different from what I've been doing as far as like R&B goes. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make some dope ass, like fun music to everybody, for everybody to feel motivated with listening.
So it's a little amped up R&B.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just about getting your money, like being on your grind. You know what I mean? Like not letting nobody waste your damn time.
For
like
real.
Don't ever let nobody waste your time. You feel me?
It's too valuable.
Just get to it.
You don't get
like,
that
have
shit
fun
back.
While you do it. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what the song is about.
Hell yeah.
It's probably
hell
something yeah. you can ride to work with.
If you want, you can sing a little more to it. Yes, you want.
So what do you do? What do you do in Denver? What's your thing? What do you like to do other than obviously
other
your
than
music and what you know, your hustle?
Music is my everything.
Is there anything like though that you enjoy?
That
free,
I enjoy
free time in and doing on your like, what do you like
I like
to do?
I like to hike.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I like camping and shit like that.
Mountains.
That's fun.
I was going to say eat some good food. No.
Oh, food, for sure. No, yeah, no, that's my, actually, that's probably like my second most favorite thing in the world.
Do you have a favorite spot here?
I don't have a favorite just because, like, I be in the mood for different shit every day, honestly. But my uncle has a really dope-ass restaurant that's fire. Anytime I go there, I know that I'm about to eat some bomb-ass food. It's like a Spanish tapas.
Sick.
Restaurant. Yeah, you guys got to go. It's called the Ninth Doors.
Where
fucking
is it at?
Fire. It's in Cap Hill off of Ninth and Lincoln, and it's so good. Like, it's like small Ninth little doors. Plates, you know what I mean? Like, not hors d'oeuvres, though.
Yeah.
It's a little bit bigger than that. It's kind of bougie. The flavor is crazy, and then it's just, it won't even break the bank, and you'll get some bomb-ass food, some great wine and drinks. It's delicious, and I've also seen that man, like, hustle his ass off for it. Like he came from DC, worked at all these really, really nice restaurants, and now he owns a really, really nice restaurant. So it's dope to see that. I used to work for him too, like for like almost four years I worked for him.
I remember that.
Yeah, bartending and you remember that?
Yeah, I remember
we
that.
Coming to fucking rehearsal smelling like fried potatoes. Yeah,
I remember
papas,
that. I just remember
papas
working
fritas.
There. I remember dropping off tickets to you there.
Yeah.
Because you sold more than I did.
Yeah, girl, I was on my grind there. I sold most of my tickets there too. My uncle was never tripping on me. He like I'd be behind the bar and he'd be like, "Yeah, you know my niece is a singer.
That's tight.
She's doing this.
Yeah,
like,
that's tight.
Get a ticket, Rachel. Go get your tickets now.
It's like the candy bar.
Oh, okay, bet.
It's like the world's finest chocolate back in the day. You were slanging them.
For real, I really was. Some people were just like, "Yo, I can't come. I'm gonna buy them, and I think my niece might want to come." It was just
hell yeah,
really
that's
cool.
Even
yeah, tight. It's a lot of love. So, I'm so happy
that
about that too. Like, especially because I got to be hand to hand with people. Like selling tickets that way helped me to like really get outside of myself and really, really sell myself. And I learned how to gain new fans.
Right.
For real. Right. Like that's how you gain fans. Like people are so caught up on like Instagram and shit like that. But you could have somebody that has 100,000 followers and can't fucking sell out a venue.
Right.
Exactly. Well, guess what? Me, my people are going to be real and authentic because that's who I am and that's what I attract. Exactly. And they're going to come to my shows. They're going to come and celebrate me. And I might have way less than 1,000, was it, 100K followers. Right. I might have way less than that. Right. But my goal is to make sure that everybody that shows up are just diehard fans for me. Like, right. Yeah, we go hard, you know what I mean? Like, I need them to know what's up when they come up. When they come to see me, they need to know what's up. They need to also know that I'm going to be, I want to meet them. Right. I'm never going to be one of them people unless, like, I felt like I was, like, in danger or something, right, but right. But yeah. I will never want to be one of those artists that doesn't meet their fans. Like, right. I want to be able to do that because I knew how much that meant to me right. when I got to meet a celebrity that I was a fan of. Like, it means a lot seeing that you could inspire some little kid. Like, yo, there was this one time I met Rachel Bailey and she right. said this to me right. and never left me. And like, I'm now so successful. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Yeah, shit. That's that shit. The ultimate shit.
There, because you meet them there. Yeah, no, that's it. Makes a difference mm-hmm. for sure. It's all about
exactly.
that being real shit and organic yeah. followings for real.
Giving them a real, true, authentic experience. Like, that's what life is all
that
about.
That keeps coming up over and over. You said that. The homie Lorenzo Baca the other day said experience sins, always talking about the experience, making it something, you yes. know. Like today, we try to make a good experience for you. I hope we did. You know, we appreciate you taking the time. I know you're busy and just blessing us, you know.
Yeah, no, y'all look great. I appreciate y'all awesome. Like having me. Bomb ass cookies. Oh, yeah. Bomb ass fried ravioli.
Shout out Gallo. They yeah, got they the fire snacks
weed.
Across the street.
Bomb, yeah. Yeah.
They picked me up with a little pack. I'm like, I'm hype right now.
Hey, you got anything over there, Sim, on your end? Anything you want to ask? Any?
No, I just want to say I love you, girl. And I'm so proud of you, and you're killing it.
Thank
and I love seeing you out there. And just, you are the full package.
Thank you,
babe.
Doing your thing. TP.
I'm
killing it.
Believe
total
that
package.
All the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Just
y'all.
Keep on
really
doing
great.
You. Keep on, like,
man.
Total package. And it's
I
getting better.
I
want
to make you more
yeah.
proud. I'm trying to make you more proud. I got a lot more things I need to do for sure. Like, I'm working towards some.
But that's
really
it. You recognize
stuff.
That shit. You got to, you know, make it better. Like, every time it's better and bigger and better.
I ain't done, y'all. I ain't
right.
done.
Oh, no. You ain't going
just
nowhere.
Just getting started, baby.
This is just your first time, you know.
No, enjoy the ride, you know.
Yeah, exactly. The journey.
Yeah, well, you got any last, you know, shout outs? Any kind of, any last words for the people?
Shit, please go follow me on Instagram, officially Rachel Music. I'm also on Facebook, YouTube. You can just type in my YouTube channel
everywhere.
As Rachel Bailey and check out my videos, y'all. I directed every single one of those videos. I, you know, use my own money to to get those videos shot and produced.
Right.
So I put a lot of time and effort into it, and so did everybody involved in those videos and the song. So I'd really appreciate if you guys go and you know, check out those videos, give me a thumbs up, subscribe.
Right. Yeah. Check out that music on Apple. I was checking
yes,
it out
sir.
Today.
Everywhere,
I told you that
yeah.
one
yeah.
down with Trev Rich. That shit was hard.
Thank you.
I jammed it. When I get a song, I play like at least 10, 15 times.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Hey, so, that's I love it.
I was bumping that, and the one with AP too was a good one. You
thank
know what
you.
Mean?
You're
definitely
thank
hitting
you.
With the hitters in town as well. Ameezy,
oh, yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Me and Ameezy, we definitely make some crazy shit.
Oh, yeah. Hell we hear yeah. you on the radio all the time.
Yeah. Shout out 104.7.
We just shouted them out last night too.
Yeah.
So
shout out to them.
They kill it.
I remember
yeah.
when
go
they
support.
Were just online, and I'm
right.
just like, ah, shit, y'all
doing
are doing
it.
It.
Go
shout out to y'all.
Thing.
Go support you guys.
And that new song, Virgo, I really like that one, too.
Listen yeah. to the radio. Yeah.
What's that one?
No, the Zodiac.
Oh, Zodiac.
Zodiac.
I see why you said that.
Oh, no, I see.
Amy's a Virgo.
Virgo.
Yeah.
Sorry, Zodiac.
Yeah,
I'm high.
Zodiac. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But thank yeah, you. Yeah,
she's a little high. She's a little high.
Yeah, I can't wait for y'all to hear my new stuff, though. So please stay tuned for that.
We're
I'm
excited.
Shooting,
we're
shooting
excited.
Lots of videos, that's lots of content. Expect to see me performing a lot. Expect to see me traveling because I'm speaking that into existence that I want to do more shows outside of
that's
Colorado.
That's what we preach to. You got to travel. You know what I mean? Denver's one spot.
Yeah, get out there for sure.
I mean, I'll be in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Hell yeah.
This weekend, so
oh, nice.
It's you what's know it's not that it's not that far,
nah,
but
I'm actually painting there on the 17th.
Right.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm painting a mural festival.
Oh cool!
Out there,
so I wonder if it, is it for Cheyenne Days?
It's for no, it's for
Frontier Days.
There's
or
a tattoo
like
convention.
Oh, okay, cool.
And
oh yeah, I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Paint Slingers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking
festival,
about.
So we're going out there.
Yeah.
Should
okay.
Be fun.
Cool.
It was fun last. It's like. It's like going to a camp.
Right.
Like that's how Cheyenne kind of feels like you're going to like, and like a camp. They got little camp stores and camp restaurants.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
It's bad racist. Like they do
it's
not
weird.
Like they did not like me there. I'm painting graffiti and smoking blunts and they're like, fuck no.
Get these goddamn
get this
Denver
motherfucker
motherfuckers
out
of here.
They were mad at me. They had like embroidered Trump hats. Sweating
oh,
me. They're pulling up in their trucks all like mad
ugh.
That I was paying.
Oh my god, I bet.
Anyways, It felt great to be like, right. Call the police.
Shit.
Fuck you.
Well, I can't wait to cause a fucking ruckus. There, you know what I'm saying? You know how I'm
they're all. It's also really cool. The people that are cool there, they're really cool. Like, they're down. They're supporting a movement there. They're, like, showing that not everybody there is that way. And it's cool to see, you know, the culture changing there. A lot of those old racist like people are dying.
They're dying. I was going to say it.
And fuck you. Die, you fucking racist piece of shit. No, I'm just kidding.
On that note.
But anyways, sorry, that was a little nice little
motherfucker.
No, but they are, whatever. Though, and it's done. It's like,
everyone's,
you know,
thinking it.
But it's dying and stop. You know, fuck it. We're all people. Like,
yeah. Well, I hope one day it really movement. Dies. Like, exactly. I really do. That would be great.
You're right.
It would be nice.
For sure.
Well, check it out, man. Like,
thank you so much, though.
I was telling you earlier, when you drop that new music, those new videos, you're always welcome here to help push that shit. You know what I mean? Thank you for coming.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely appreciate
great
you being.
Podcast interview. We got another hit, another smash. Yeah, like, we're just on roll right lately. I don't know. Y'all wait these next couple weeks and be like, damn, these fools are doing them like that. Cause
this is great. This is a great one, though. That was awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm so glad you came.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited to share it and tell everybody that I was on on your
Smoking
podcast.
With Joe Smoking Thunder podcast.
You have to come back
Smoking
again.
With Joe podcast. Cass.
Elvis Fresh.
We'll have you back again.
DJ Sing, the whole crew. Sin. Find us everywhere, man. If you don't know, now you know. We out of here.
Oh, peace.
All right,
bang, peace. Bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang.